KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies at 71 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.02 of an inch of rainfall over the past hour here at the KJAN studios. Our forecast is calling for isolated showers to be moving out of the area this morning and then becoming partly cloudy today with a high around 90 and winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Radar shows just some very light rain just to the north and east of Atlantic and northeast. The more moderate showers are up around the north. Actually, now the just updated scan shows They're northeast of Audubon and west of Guthrie Center. And then we have another couple of cells that are down around the Adair, Cass, and Adams County lines right in through there with heavier showers located off into portions of south central Iowa. Well, good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Governor Kim Reynolds and the Iowa Economic Development Authority today, Friday, announced $400,000 in grant funding awarded to 26 projects that will help to grow and revitalize rural communities across the state. Governor Reynolds says the Rural Innovation Grant Program and the Rural Housing Assessment Grant Program help to turn innovative ideas into reality for so many small communities across Iowa, paving the way for opportunity and prosperity for generations to come. The governor's Empower Rural Iowa initiative continues to bring together stakeholders from all walks of life who are focused on growing our rural communities, according to the governor. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg says we're building on the success of last year's launch of these transformative grants with a second round of projects that will serve as models for rural revitalization across the state. The governor and I, he said, look forward to seeing the projects that step forward to apply. The governor's Empower Rural Iowa initiative developed the following grant programs in 2019 for rural communities of fewer than 20,000 people. The Rural Innovation Grant Program supports creative ideas to overcome rural community development challenges such as workforce development and housing shortages. In the KJAN listening area, the city of Griswold was awarded $10,000 to install food lockers downtown for regional delivery in connection with Ramsey Market. The total project cost is $65,000. The city of Lenox was awarded $20,000 for activation of an alley into a pocket park with a curb bump out. The total project cost is $80,000. The city of Manning was awarded $7,600, short of the total cost of $11,400 for conceptual design for three housing developments and community input processes. And the Southwest Iowa Nature Trails product by the city of Imogene was awarded $20,000 toward the $35,145 cost of the bike trail beautification with murals, sculpture, and community spaces. The Rural Housing Assessment Program supports efforts to expand access to quality housing that's tailored to communities. The program leverages data from the Iowa Finance Authority's Profile of Iowa tool and provides support through a partnership with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The grants cover 26 projects across the state, including the cities of Mount Air and Ottawa, which were awarded $10,000 each to facilitate the ISU extension and implementation. Atlantic, Grinnell, Livermore, Rock Valley, Sheldon, and Shenandoah also received rural housing assessment grants and will participate in readiness assessment and implementation process in partnership with Iowa State University Office of Extension and Outreach. A bill that became law this week increases the state tax credits for volunteer firefighters from $100 to $250. Another approved by the governor last week will, for the first time, let voters approve a property tax levy to support the operations of local fire departments. About 90% of the firefighters in Iowa are volunteers, and Iowa Firefighters Association President Nick Riley of Traer says legislators recognized that volunteer firefighters took on new risks during the pandemic as emergency responders and transporting COVID patients to the hospital.
Their vested interest in us has greatly increased throughout the pandemic, which was greatly, greatly appreciated by everyone.
Riley said the association is hoping to take another step in 2022 and get legislative approval of a pension fund that volunteer firefighters could contribute to. He says the Iowa Firefighters Association has found a financial institution that will manage it.
We can sit down with some of the legislators that had those big questions of how will it be ran, how will it be funded, what will a firefighter at the end of his service, how can he get his money?
Riley, like many, has a family history in the profession. His dad was a firefighter for 33 years in Mount Pleasant. His brother served for 15 years, and Riley's been a firefighter for the past 12 years. The Iowa Association of Firefighters represents 15,000 volunteer and career firefighters. Officials at the Creston Police Department this morning report a Des Moines man, 21-year-old Stephen Michael Hildebrand, was arrested Thursday in Creston in the 800 block of West Adams Street. He was charged with theft in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a theft in the fifth charge. Hildebrand was being held at the Union County Jail on $10,000 cash or surety bond. And not far from the birthplace of actor John Wayne, the tiny southwest Iowa community of Maxburg is hosting its annual national skillet throwing competition this weekend. Organizer Becky Faust says they have a pile of steel skillets of various sizes from which contestants may choose their weapons. They have to hurl the skillet underhanded about 30 feet at the head of a defenseless dummy.
We have three dummies. We have two different sizes, so there's six dummies total. You'll have three chances to throw a skillet at a dummy, or a total of three skillets. Per turn, and the goal is to knock the basketball off the dummy. That is the head.
Skillet chuckers come from all across Iowa and multiple other states to participate. There are typically 50 or so five-member teams in the competition, and Faust says there's a definite skill to accurately throwing a skillet, and she explains the rules.
There's two different things. You want to have a direct hit. A direct hit is anywhere that the skillet hits directly the basketball and knocks the head off. That is worth 3 points. If you hit the dummy any other way and the ball falls off, or any other way that the ball falls off, that is 1 point.
Not unlike the hog calling contest at the Iowa State Fair, this contest's origins are somewhat dubious, but remain rooted in tradition.
This is our 44th year doing this, and it started back, the postmaster, actually, they were having a celebration in the town. The postmaster came up with the idea to do this, and it's been going ever since.
Each set of basketball-headed dummies is surrounded by a reinforced wire fence, which is meant to keep away stray skillets from branding bystanders. Faust says she's unaware of any injuries during past contests.
If you're up close to the competition, you always got to be aware of your surroundings, and we try to get those fences high enough that any skillet should not be coming over the fence.
The Madison County town, with a population of just 113, is holding a hot dog and hamburger social tonight, during which anyone can practice their skills at hurling skillets. On Saturday, there will be a parade at 10 a.m., followed by other events, including a pedal tractor pull with a skillet-throwing contest beginning at noon. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.